T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrock on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get rolling on a Tuesday edition of the Sports Daily. Wednesday edition, rather. Good Lord. Yesterday, the first day of summer. Today, the second. That would make it Wednesday. Good to have you with me. Don't worry about my ability or inability to read a calendar. Jacob, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I think.
You think?
We never know how we are, really.
Well, I mean,
we're trying to track down new athletic director Kevin Saul today, Bruce. So,
right.
That should be coming up here in the program. We're excited about it.
Yes, very much so.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Welcoming the newest athletic director at Wichita State into the fold. So that'll be fun to chat with him. In the meantime, plenty of other things going on in the world of sports, not the least of which, Daniel Snyder. Wow. Owner of the Washington Commanders. That scene unfolding on Capitol Hill. Deshaun Watson last week was all about clearing his name through the legal process. This week, it's about reaching settlements with as many women as he possibly can to get about the business of playing football, even while the NFL reserves the right to still weigh in on that situation. And the Royals. Now, Jacob, I was a little premature in calling my shot with the Royals. You'll remember they won the last game against Toronto, then the first two games against Baltimore. And as we were leaving the air that Friday, I was kind of calling my shot about, okay, this is going to be the start, the potential start of something good for the Royals. Now, look, it's not 5 out of 6 like they are right now, but they are 8-5 since that proclamation. So I'm not claiming it, but I'm saying the timing was at least close enough that over the course of the last 2 weeks, where the Royals have gone 8-5, they seem to be turning the corner. Last night was just plain exciting. Fantastic. Looked like they might have given it away. Shohei Ohtani stole the headlines, although not in my book, and I'll tell you why in a moment, with 2 big home runs and only 8 RBI. His last home run comes in the 9th to tie it. My God, and then the guy's turning around and starting today on the mound. That's another thing. By the way, he's a free agent after next year. And I don't know how in the world he stays the Angels. Yeah. Yeah. 16 months. He's a free agent. Shohei Ohtani.
Man,
how is that going to play out? Be that as it may, the Royals rally to win 12-11 in 11 innings and have now won 5 of their last 6. Man Crush Bobby Witt Jr. update. 3-for-5, 4 RBI, 2 home runs, numbers 9 and 10. Jacob, listen to this, because you know I'm going and looking for anything that, you know, brings some credence to my argument about Bobby Witt Jr. Okay, number 1 on the team in RBI, number 2 on the team in home runs, number 1 in total bases, stolen bases, slugging percentage, runs scored, doubles, triples. Okay, also in strikeouts by 1 over Salvador Perez. But you know what? I'm not worried about that. That'll take care of itself. I've got him on an arc that will end him somewhere in this area. 24, 25, 26 home runs, 86, 87, 88 RBI with about 261, 262 maybe. I would take that in a heartbeat and claim it as a triumphant rookie season.
Oh, for sure. It'll be in the mix for rookie of the year. And there's some good rookies this year, so he's got competition.
He's
doing everything that you want to see him do. The only thing that dampers anything from last night, and I haven't seen an update today, is Salvador Perez leaving the game with injury. Because he's starting to heat up, especially his power. It's a re-aggravated hand injury and an MRI today. So not sure what that looks like long term, but that'll stink on about 100 different levels. But what's that, 5 out of 6?
Right.
Bobby Witt Jr. is doing the things that, you know, tantalize us into what his, you know, future might look like, what kind of a player could he ultimately become. He's doing everything that we want to see him do in his rookie year. Everything. We could hit for a little more average, but we didn't expect him to hit for much average.
Right? No, not really.
And
you're
so
right.
It's all looking great. And those are the things, and we've talked about this, in a season where there's not a whole lot on the field where you're like, it's not expectations, everything's not where you wanted it to be. There is that, and there is Melendez, and there are these youngish pitchers, and there's going to be, after the trade deadline, some other call-ups and some other young players to look for. So all is not lost, and isn't it amazing what winning a few games will do, shake the cobwebs off in baseball. And
yes.
Like, okay, now we're respectable again. We're winning some games. We're playing pretty well. You know, we went blow for blow with Shohei Ohtani last night when he was at his best at the plate. And our guy was too. And yeah, it's a good feeling to be a Royals fan this morning in a season that there haven't been a lot of those days.
Exactly. That's baseball, right? You, the ebb and flow of how you support a team changes. And if it's not a collective thing, it can be an individual thing. And that's what's been carrying me along for the last couple of weeks. But then all of a sudden, here they are. 8-5 in their last 13. 5 wins in their last 6 starts. Daniel Lynch tonight against Shohei Ohtani. Are you kidding me? Sign me up for this. All right, Kevin Saul, athletic director at Wichita State, newly minted from his time at Murray State. So excited to have a chance to chat with him about his vision for Wichita State and the athletic department. That coming up here in just a moment as we get rolling on this Wednesday edition. I have confirmed that it is Wednesday, June 22nd. Good to have you with us as we get rolling on this midweek edition of Sports Daily.
Your phone call is welcome. 869-1240.
All right, continuing on this Wednesday morning, really pleased to be joined now by Kevin Saul, the new athletic director at Wichita State. See, about a week into the job, can't imagine the dust has settled very much, Kevin. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning. How's the family adjusting, and how's the transition to becoming athletic director at Wichita State going for you and your family?
Well, good morning, Bruce and Jacob. Thanks so much for having us on your show. We're incredibly excited. As you know, we had a press conference last week and then returned to Murray. We're going to finish up a transition here at Murray this week and first part of next week, and then turn our focus to Wichita State. At the same time, we are have great conversations with our head coaches and our senior staff and university administration. So we're passing the baton from Murray State to Wichita State currently, and it's been an exciting ride so far.
Kevin Saul joining us. Kevin, as we look ahead down the road, we need to take care of, just before you got here, things were a little strange, a little, you know, murky on all, you know, the last few years. You had a situation with the men's basketball coach and then a surprise change at the top, and now you're brought in. How easy or hard will it be for you to start with a clean slate, and how much of that have you had to deal with, if any, so far in the new role?
Well, I certainly appreciate that question. I think time will obviously tell. Certainly a situation where stability is needed, and we intend to bring that. Whenever change happens, it certainly can be a challenge to walk through those things, and I look forward to bringing some stability. And I really think that starts with relationships, both internally within the Department of Athletics and on campus and in the community as well. So we are going to be highly visible and highly accessible so that we can really build genuine and authentic relationships and start bringing that stability.
Kevin, you have a history with your roots in the state of Kansas. I would imagine that had something to do with the attractiveness of coming back to the Midwest after an extended period of time at Murray and University of Kentucky before that, et cetera. Talk a little bit about Midwestern sensibilities and that I would imagine being part of the attractiveness to coming back to an institution like Wichita State, which at least you had a pretty fair amount of familiarity with growing up, or at least being around in this part of the country in some of your formative years.
No, I appreciate that. It's such a pleasure to be coming back home for us. Both my wife, Jennifer, and I were born and raised in Manhattan. My parents both worked on campus there in Manhattan. Dad was a psychology professor and department head for about 20 years, and my mom was an advisor in the College of Arts and Sciences. So just grew up on a college campus. I was ate up with baseball as a young kid, so obviously I followed and tracked very closely the Wichita State baseball program, and certainly appreciate, Bruce, all the contributions you've made during your time as a student athlete and afterwards. Wichita State has been on my radar for decades. And first and foremost, you have that backdrop. And then second, you look at what the institution is doing in terms of an enrollment and innovation and growth. It's very attractive to be a part of that. Connected very well with President Muma and his executive team and the advisory council, and really felt like a great fit. That being said, that just tremendous amount of historical success with Shocker Athletics. When you look at pockets of great success in all sports, whether it's track and field placing nationally, whether it's men's and women's basketball having great success the last 15 to 20 years, and having two Final Four appearances in basketball, certainly attractive. We just won a men's outdoor track and field championship in the American Athletic Conference, so certainly want to celebrate that. Coach Breadbinner taking the softball program, leading the softball program to the NCAA tournament. So it is an athletics department that has shown the ability to have great success, elite success, and look forward to tying that together and really having success in all 15 of our athletics programs at the same time.
As we look forward, Kevin Saul joining us, new athletic director at Wichita State, it's the NIL world now. And I think last year everyone got a little bit of a taste of that. Give us your take on it. You know, we hear some universities take a very aggressive approach toward it. We saw that up the road with Kansas State and Kansas. And we saw a more conservative approach to it based on the things, you know, being sent down by NCAA, Wichita State taking that approach initially. Where do you stand on it? And how big a priority for you is navigating this new college landscape right out of the gate?
I think it's a great priority. The conversation with respect to NIL tends to get a little complex relatively quickly. So I think it's important to keep it simple. First and foremost, it's incredibly important. We're going to maintain a similar aggressive approach, obviously protecting the integrity and the character of the institution and all the people that are involved with that to make sure that we're doing it per the guidelines that do exist. But we're going to be aggressive in that approach. Name, image, likeness is really just another element of the scholarship, if you will. Back when we were in school, the traditional elements of a scholarship were room, board, books, tuition, and fees. Right. Within the last 6 to 8 years, the NCAA has allowed institutions to pay the gap between those five elements and what it actually costs to go to school. And that element is called cost of attendance. Every institution comes up with their own number for cost of attendance. To give you an example, typically it's in that $4,500 to $5,000 range. So that gives institutions an opportunity to cut 10 checks to student athletes for cost of attendance at $450 to $500 a month. And it puts a little extra cash in their pockets. So that's an added element that's certainly been positive. You've seen recently the Alston case has allowed for educational stipends as well. That's another element. And really NIL is an eighth element. There's really two pathways for NIL. It can get complex relatively quickly, but at the end of the day, we need to maximize our ability to leverage NIL to recruit and retain first-class student-athletes for Shocker Athletics, and we'll be aggressive in that approach.
Kevin, the changing face of college sports and athletics can go one of two ways for people. It can kind of bury you a little bit in that there's so many things happening that are so different right now that is driving the future and where we're going with college athletics. Or, and I get the sense that this is where you are, you see this as an opportunity to really strike and move forward aggressively when the college sports are going to be changing whether you like it or not. This cow's out of the barn, as it were, and we're moving forward. And either you get along and you start moving along with it and get on the leading edge, or you're going to be left behind.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Collegiate athletics is just an interesting enterprise, right? Because it's driven so right. much by emotion and passion. And so, and it's also a growth industry. So it doesn't matter where you're working. You're always looking to expand resources and grow your programs, whether that's certain aspects of your facility master plan, your facilities portfolio, whether that is adding human resources to your programs or dollars to your programs. And certainly NIL is one particular aspect of that. And so as we drive the enterprise forward, it's important to maximize any and all opportunities that we have. These changes have been going on for decades in the NCAA. As the NCAA policies and procedures and legislation changes, you will see differences in how coaches approach recruiting within the rules. There's been a great relaxation in some of the recruiting legislation in the last several years with the NCAA, and that's allowed us to do things a little bit differently. There's been a reduction or a redaction of a lot of those voluminous rules from a recruiting standpoint. There's been a simplification with that. And so this evolution that we're talking about has been a consistent throughout my 23 years in college athletics. And if there's one thing that we all need to be used to, it's change. Change is inevitable. And we're going to work in this great enterprise that is filled with emotion and passion, and we're going to drive it forward and take advantage of any opportunity that we have to be successful and competitive.
Kevin Saul, new Wichita State Athletic Director, joining us for the first time here on Sports Daily. Really appreciate it and look forward to to a lot of these as we move on here. Kevin, the straw that stirs the drink at Coke Arena, Shocker men's basketball, it's the banner carrier. When you looked at this job and were trying to make a decision, as Murray State, where you're finishing up now, has seen a lot of recent success in men's basketball, how have you evaluated the post-Greg Marshall era in the last handful of years? And what are you looking for in this first year? What's your goal there? And how have you looked at, and how did you look at when you took this job, the state of the program?
Well, I think first and foremost, just going back to my youth, my dad and I had season tickets to college basketball and been certainly a fan of college basketball my entire life. I've had a blessed opportunity to work at two or three institutions that have a very rich basketball tradition in Murray State and the University of Kentucky, and work with some great coaches and understand what it takes and what resources need to be called to bear and continue to move historical programs forward. When I look at Wichita State and Shocker basketball, I see Final Fours, I see Elite Eights, I see Sweet 16s, I see NCAA tournament appearances, I see student athletes that are developing as students, persons, players, and then professionals, both in basketball and then outside of basketball in the professional workforce. I see a tradition-rich program that I am blessed and honored to be a part of. For me, the evaluation process starts with relationships with our coaches. So the last several days, working our way through conversations with all of our head coaches as we walk through. My style is to meet with each of our coaching staffs regularly. I'll meet on the front end of the season and the back end of the season, and we'll identify objectives for our season, both in the area of developing our students as our student athletes as students, people, and players. And so we'll take that holistic, whole person approach. I certainly want to rely very heavily on our current head coaches and the journey that they've walked here the last 2.5 years. It's been very challenging for any head coach in this industry to navigate COVID, reduction of resources, changes with NIL, and some of the things that we've discussed, and really understand the priorities for each one of our head coaches within each of our programs. So you're going to hear me talk a lot about, we have 15 sports, but we are one team. And so anytime we have an opportunity to celebrate that 15-1 component being one team, that's important. But it's also important to understand that we're dealing with and managing 15 unique sports brands. They each compete in different environments. They recruit in different environments. And so it's important to understand that there's going to be some unique objectives within each sports program. I look forward to getting to those as we develop relationships with our head coaches.
Hey, Kevin, you just touched upon it. You've been able to be in the orbit of some very successful people, both at the University of Kentucky and then obviously at Murray State, where you were able to stamp your own image on an athletic department and a basketball program. Give me a couple of things from those two stops that you are able to apply moving forward, just in terms of basketball itself. You know that you're coming back into a basketball crazy state, not too much unlike the one that you're leaving in Kentucky. College basketball kind of rules the state of Kansas, with KU, obviously, Kansas State, Wichita State. But what have you taken from your last couple of stops that you're able to apply moving forward now to Wichita State that have been uniquely Kentucky, uniquely Murray State?
Well, first and foremost, I would tell you that my style comes very much from spending 12 years with Mitch Barnhart at the University of Kentucky.
Right.
It's been unbelievable to me professionally, personally, and our family. And he and Connie certainly have shined great light on how to lead a successful athletics program, particularly from a men's basketball standpoint. I think it starts both relationally. You've got to have great people and great relationships with those people. We can talk, and we will always talk. We never get to the finish line on our facilities, right? We're always looking. We're a growth mindset. We're looking for how can we improve a practice gym or a hitting facility or Coke Arena. What do those things look like? And they're critically important to the program. But it really, the quality of your facilities really is secondary to the quality of your people. We've got to have people of great character and integrity in our program. We've got to have individuals that desire to be on the cutting edge of knowledge and be really transformative in how they manage their teams. And we've got to have folks that are take great care and stewardship of what we've been blessed with. I firmly believe that to whom much is given, much is expected. And the expectations are very high that we be good stewards of our programs and our student athletes and all those things. So it first starts with people and the core values. And then from a relationships perspective, I tend to have a transparent and again, respectfully blunt style that I think resonates with our coaches. So we're going to understand what the issues are. We certainly are going to lean on the things that are great assets for our programs. I will be heavily involved in the recruiting as our coaches feel is appropriate. You know, currently at Murray State, I meet with every single one of our recruits that I can possibly fit into our schedule in all of our sports. I think it's really important to sit down with our prospective student athletes' parents. Jennifer and I have two sons that are 22 and 20. So I think it resonates particularly well right now that we have we might be a year or two ahead of where they are in terms of their children making their college decisions. And then understanding as a parent the resources that we're going to call to bear in the development of their children as students, persons, players, and professionals, and what that pathway specifically looks like at Wichita State. And we've had great success in that. And when you lean on people first and then you attack your facility and resource components second, that has proven to be the way to do that in my experience.
Kevin Saul joining us, new athletic director at Wichita State. Something that you saw in your time at Murray State was a change in conference. Wichita State doing that not long ago in the American, but we know that the landscape changes, it seems like, every other week. How much time will you spend with that? Have you already had to spend with that? And we know everybody needs to be proactive. Without football, do you see Wichita State in a unique situation, and how much do you have to stay out ahead of these realignments that are happening pretty consistently across the landscape?
Well, that's a great question. I think let me address, if you don't mind, maybe in the order presented. First and foremost, the amount of time and effort and energy by so many folks that it takes to transition from one league to the next. And certainly want to commend all of those that were involved in transitioning Shocker Athletics from the Missouri Valley Conference to the American Athletic Conference. We did a similar transition here at Murray State that you referenced that started back late September of 2021, concluded with an invite to the Missouri Valley Conference of which you all are so familiar with. And we were blessed to receive that invitation. But that was about a three-month process of engaging with presidents and committees and commissioners and their staffs. Certainly understand what that takes. And then we proceeded to initiate a transition to the Missouri Valley Football Conference at Murray State as well. And so we basically had about 8 or 9 months of solid transition period. So certainly understand all the time and efforts and energy that goes into that. I want to commend the folks for that. Once you're in, it's certainly important to develop a comprehensive plan to match resources to expectations to be successful in that league. So ultimately, if we're going to aspire to be a championship level program in all 15 of our programs in the American Athletic Conference, then we've got to take a deep dive into our programs and look at it from a resource perspective, whether that's funding, human resources, facilities, all those elements. And so here in the last several days, I've been involved in taking that deep dive and looking at specifically where every single one of our 15 program ranks out in the league in terms of our coaching salaries, benefits, quantity of coaches, annual operating expenses such as recruiting, travel, nutrition, just all of those elements of the program to understand where we are. I firmly believe It's like if you're we're house shopping right now, right? And the advice they give you is you don't have to be the nicest house in the neighborhood, but you need to be in the neighborhood. And I think that applies here as well. We need to match resources to expectations. If we've got aspirations to win championships in the American Athletics Conference, which we do, we need to be in that top third resource-wise. We can certainly create some synergy with great relationships and outperform our rankings financially or facility-wise. We don't need to be number one, but we need to be in the top third to give our coaches a great opportunity to go out, recruit and retain elite talent, and go win championships for the Shockers.
I'm glad you brought up the resources, because I think the number one thing that we've heard, Bruce and I have heard, we're both, you know, have connections and hear from fans all the time, is a waning excitement, maybe. And I'm not sure how real that is, but in this world of NIL and resource gathering, as you're talking about, what is your pitch? Because there's a lot of people in this town, business in this town, that wants Shocker Athletics to succeed. So, you know, here's your microphone. What's your pitch to the fans, to those people that might commit some resources, and how important are they to what it is that you want to do in your tenure here?
Well, first and foremost, I think our community engagement, genuine and authentic community engagement with guys, it takes some time to do that and build genuine, authentic relationships. That's critical. It is critical. And as you're building that relationship, I think the strength of the connection between an organization and any individual or other organization is what are they about? What do they do specifically, and how do they do it? And does that resonate with me? So my pitch, if you will, really pertains to, and we addressed this in the press conference, and certainly we'll continue to address it throughout my time at Wichita State, is called the Shocker Way. And there's three elements of the Shocker Way. It's our core values, which we've gone through: character, integrity, knowledge, and stewardship. That's what our program is going to be about. We'll go to great lengths in terms of talking and educating our student athletes and our coaches in terms of what all that means. But that's the first element. The second element is our student athlete development. I firmly believe, listen, if you talk to any AD in the country, they're going to tell you we got to do it in the classroom, we got to do it in the community, we've got to do it on the field or the court, right? And I think I tend to tie that up maybe in a little bit more simplistic way, that we're developing young people as students, persons, and players. But I don't think it stops there. I don't think graduation, while that's a great accomplishment and a milestone, I don't think that's the finish line for our product and the Shocker Way. The finish line is getting our young people jobs. And so we will take great effort to prepare our young people for career skills and life skills. We will do video mock interviews with our seniors as they're leaving and they're interviewing for graduate schools and or interviewing to go into the workforce. We'll do all the LinkedIn handshakes, all of those things. We'll do job fairs in Coke Arena where we engage some of those businesses, and we'll do the job interview, the speed dating version of job interviews, so that our young people get those opportunities as well, because there will be relationships in the community that are interested in hiring student athletes and the qualities that student athletes bring from a time management perspective, from a persistence and leadership perspective. Those elements are critically important. And so I could spend an hour talking to you about that second element on our student athlete development, the student, person, player, and then ultimately professional for us. And then the third component is obviously competitive. And for us, competitive success starts with American Athletic Conference championships. And so that's where we get into this deep dive and comparing ourselves to our peers in the American Athletic Conference. And I'm very encouraged by some of the preliminary data that I've seen in my research in terms of how our sports programs compare in the American Athletic Conference. And so those championships lead to further recognition, right? We want to compete for the American Athletic Conference Commissioner's Cup. That generates NCAA participation. And so for programs that haven't consistently been to the NCAA tournament, the first step is getting there. And then we'll start focusing on not only getting there, but making deep runs in the NCAA tournament. And all of that culminates, in my mind, in one of the greatest competitive elements that we will track, and that's the National Director's Cup, the Learfield Director's Cup. And over the last 10 years, Wichita State has averaged 130 out of 358 Division I institutions. Our initial goal is let's get in the top 100. We've had several years where we've been in the top 100 in the 80s, in the 90s. We were in 64th in 2012, 2013. That's something that we will track very closely. And we'll make public how we're tracking that so that our student athletes feel like it's not just about me and my sport. It's about the entire department. It's about 15 sports becoming one team. And so that's really the pitch, if you will, as we get started in terms of our vision. I think vision is like water. You can't get enough of it. We just got to continue to talk about that in the community and build genuine, authentic relationships.
Well, we really appreciate this being at least a step in that process, Kevin. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations. We hope the transition for you and your family, we know it's very difficult and exciting, but sometimes difficult and certainly challenging to transition a family in, especially from a place that has meant so much to you and your family. But so excited to have you as a part of the Wichita State family, and can't wait to continue to develop this relationship moving forward. But thank you very much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the time, Jake and Bruce. I look forward to potentially being a regular on your show if that's something that you all have some interest in. I do have great interest, and I look forward to breaking down some Shocker baseball with Bruce and you, Jacob, as well. And just appreciate – listen, I appreciate everything that you all do for Shocker Athletics, because carrying the message in a genuine, authentic way certainly helps us tremendously. So thank you so much, guys.
We appreciate it. There he goes, Kevin Saul, the new athletic director at Wichita State. Well, wow. Let's take a break. We'll come back and collect our thoughts. If that's not impressive, I don't know what is. We'll be back in just a moment.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kevin got around to telling us, or describing his style, as transparent and blunt. I don't think he needed to tell us that. I think we were able to probably figure that out on our own. What a refreshing point of view and energy that this gentleman creates in front of his taking over at Wichita State University. I just don't know if what you listen to there that you take any exception to whatsoever. And here's the thing that's remarkable to me, Jacob, and I think we've been around this long enough to know. Usually in a position like this, an AD coming in anywhere, a coach coming in anywhere, you can find people that might have a little of this or a little of that maybe to say about them. You know, questioning something here, questioning something there. This is a guy that comes in with virtually none of that at Murray State. Virtually none of that for his time at Kentucky. Glowing, universally glowing reviews for Kevin Saul. And boy, I'll tell you what, the message I thought was fairly impressive here this morning.
I did too. I think that the messaging is important. And of course, the vision's important. And a lot of that stuff, you know, for us on the outside, a lot of that stuff matters so much on the inside. And, you know, getting a unified staff and unified coaches and, you know, all of those things are important. There's so much that goes into that job that we don't ever pay any attention to. The operations end of things, like all the things that go on in an athletic department. It makes that tricky. So, yeah, you got to be unified in a vision. But, you know, I get the sense that because remember, too, and just ran out of time, didn't I? I was curious about this, and we'll ask another time. He's a guy that went from a university with a football program to a university without a football program. That surprised me a little bit when I saw the hire and the resume and everything else. I'm not sure that there are very many people who would make that sort of move without football. I think that says a lot about what Kevin Saul thinks of Wichita State. Because, right. You know, you've just transitioned Murray State into a lot of success in basketball. You're changing conferences, a lot of momentum there. And you push pause on that and go to a place where you have to feel confident. And I think it's clear that he does. The vision is most important, though, Bruce, and it's not any different than what we've talked about the last 12 months or so. It's the NIL world. Wichita State has an opportunity to really thrive in that world, but you have got to have people buzzing and opening their pocketbooks to make that happen. That's the reality. Look, and I know it can't always be put that bluntly, but that's the reality. Wichita State basketball has an opportunity to thrive, but you got to get people to show up and open up their pocketbooks in order for that to happen. In today's world, that's it. That's the most important thing, I think, as we're still so new in it. But I can't imagine that's not the most important thing, because ultimately that's now how you're going to get players in that program, in men's basketball. Maybe it's not the same for every sport, and of course it's not. But, you know, everything else matters a ton when you do have those resources in place, because now if you're competing with other places with the same resources, now it's back to old school recruiting, right? You got to convince people and do those things and job fairs. My goodness, what a great idea. You know, all of that kind of stuff goes hand in hand. And I get the sense that Kevin Saul has a good grasp of that and confidence in it, or you wouldn't take a job at a place that doesn't have football and isn't going to get football. We'll have fun with that conversation, you know, on a return of a football program. But the reality is it could cost too much money right now. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, I thought a lot of good stuff in there. And you know, Shocker fans can make their own decisions on things. But, Bruce, it's all going to lean early on heavily on what happens with men's basketball, don't you think?
Right. Yeah, no question about it at all. And I think we all understand that, and I think Kevin understands that certainly as well. I do think that he is interested in a broader range of success and probably defines the level of success that he's having in his job and in terms of, the process of self-evaluation. He probably looks at it upon a broader scale. He wants success across the boards. And I totally understand that. But anybody that comes to Wichita State will have the basic and fundamental understanding that Wichita State basketball is the focal point. You've got to have it functioning at a high level to allow your other programs to function at a high level as well. I mean, that's unless there's a different way of getting to things, and I wouldn't put it past someone like Kevin to know that. I mean, maybe he has ideas in that regard, but I would imagine the health and the well-being and the productiveness of college basketball is job number one. It certainly was at Murray State, right? And by the way, it certainly is at the University of Kentucky. And that's a team in the SEC that plays football and all of the other sports as well. But basketball, to a large degree, runs that athletic department. The success of that athletic department is reflected on the success of the basketball program. Even though they've made great strides in football at Kentucky. So, yeah. But many thanks for the time, and look forward to developing that relationship. I think having Kevin on a bi-weekly basis or whatever the case might be would be not only entertaining and interesting, probably somewhat educational. And that's good, too. All right, so our thanks. All right, Deshaun Watson, his latest 20 of 24. How much does that change, making all of those settlements with those lawsuits, those pending lawsuits, four of them still to be played out? What does that mean for the Cleveland Browns and their quarterback moving forward? Take a shot at that as we roll into hour number two here in a moment. Sports Daily, Paul Brockton Hurdle with you. Jad Chambers produces. Back in a moment.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.